Yeah, actually, if people are gonna do thoughts and prayers, I think if you're only allowed to pick one person, you can send them to Jackie. This feels more important than whatever my thing was. I already forgot.
Thank you. That just this time. But this just this time. And then you can get the
Yeah.
next one.
Okay, we'll take
Okay, cool.
turns.
Cool. Thanks, everyone. I hope they hadn't cast their votes already, because y'all didn't know that this was there was another option.
You always wait until the end of the episode before you decide who you're voting for with your thoughts and prayers.
Everyone knows that. Come on.
Yeah.
Hello, it's Fetch a Pail.
It's your weekly, we don't do it weekly anymore. It's your friendship podcast. It's your favorite. It's about life.
Culture.
And definitely not us.
I'm Jackie, resident queer, trans, she, her, POC, POS. Wait, I actually was thinking about starting something new. Sorry,
Okay.
this is already off the rails. But what
It's
about
perfect.
QT? Because you know QT POC is a thing. QT
I don't.
POC POS.
Does QT mean like, oh, queer trans? I was thinking like cutie. Like, oh,
That
she's a cutie. Okay,
also
it's both.
applies.
Okay, great. I
Yeah.
like that.
I'm Jackie, your resident QT POC POS. Ah.
Cute. I like that.
Who are you?
Oh, I'm just Jill.
Sorry, Jill, I'm not editing this.
We don't edit them anymore. Why
This
would
was
we?
our intro. Sorry, everyone. This is what you get. You get
Welcome
what
to
you
the
pay
show.
for. Welcome
Yeah, if
to
you if someone starts giving us money, we might try harder.
the show. That's fair.
So, something to consider.
Yeah. What's up, y'all? Hello, welcome. What is this? Three?
Three
It's
what?
three shows. Three shows this season?
I think, sure. Yeah, I think this is our fourth session. It's my fault because I decided that the second episode was 1.5.
Oh
But I
no.
think this is our fourth release of this
Yeah.
new season.
And our fourth record in a row. And
Yeah,
even
where
though we're
we
not a weekly podcast, we've been on it.
we have been. We haven't canceled or rescheduled. I'm proud
Yeah.
of us.
I am too, but I'm also worried that we're setting a precedent for people to be like, "Oh, this is weekly. There will be another one next Thursday."
So maybe this one doesn't come out for 2 weeks. Sorry.
Ha
We'll see what we do. Just don't get used to it, okay? We're gonna try our best for as long as we want to.
That's right.
And
And
right now
it's
we
good.
want to.
Yeah,
It's very fun.
and it's our best, so you have to like
Yeah, that's the rule. How's it going?
Well, I'm glad you asked, because you know how they say all good things come to an end?
Yeah.
Well, not for me, baby. I'm kicking ass.
Was a mean trick.
I wrote it down. I wanted to get
You
it
nailed it.
right. And nailed the trick. Nailed the landing on the
Yeah,
trick.
you
Hell yeah.
did.
I'm doing
Okay,
good.
so what, everything's great? Tell me more.
Yeah, lots of great things. I wouldn't say everything, but I've just been feeling very good, which is important. I do have a little bit of a headache again. I feel like maybe I get a little headaches on like before recording for some reason. I don't know, maybe I'm nervous.
Oh, don't be nervous. You're safe here.
I don't think I'm nervous. I think that I get dehydrated. I think that I've always been a dehydrated bitch, but I think as I'm getting older, being dehydrated. Let's take a sip.
We can't talk about being dehydrated without me getting super thirsty. I'm like, oh, you're right. I'm me too. I'm gonna die if I don't drink this right now. And then I knocked a surprisingly loud pen over when I picked my water up. Ooh, derailed again.
This is a reminder for all of our listeners to also hydrate right now. Take a little sippy. And if it's a Coca-Cola, that's fine. There's water in that. Drink it.
You come from the Jake school of advice.
Yeah, I used that. That was my whole thing. When I'm out drinking with friends and they're like, Jack, you need to drink some water. I just go, there's water in this. It's fine. But I'm getting older. And as I be hydrated, I think it's starting to, I'm starting to notice it now. And I'm starting to get like little headachey spots when I haven't had enough to drink. Because I was getting a little headache and I was like, oh, wait, I haven't drank anything today.
Oh, yeah, that's bad.
Yeah. I had I had some tea in the morning.
I think tea almost counts as water.
But sometimes it can be like dehydrating, right?
I guess if it's like black tea and it's like very strong, then yes.
Because I always felt like coffee dehydrates. Also,
for sure.
So I think tea maybe has that effect as well.
But there's water in both of them.
It's true.
So you figure it out.
But yeah, other than my little tiny little baby infant child headache, I'm doing really good. I'm doing well. I'm happy-er. Baby spoke too soon. I'm happy. I'm happier.
Yeah, you don't want to declare happiness. That's like a lot to live up to.
I'm not ready for that type of commitment yet.
No, not yet. What if you're sad tomorrow? You'd be like, oh no, I lied to everyone.
Yeah, and that would make me just feel awful.
Yeah, so you're happier, which is great.
Which is great. I mean, yeah, I spent quite a bit of time being unhappy.
Yeah.
So, we talked about I'm ready for the universe to 180 nose grind on me.
on me. Universe daddy.
Grind on my nose, daddy. I think it's like it's 175ing.
And sure.
It's almost there.
It's almost there.
Yeah. How are you doing?
Pretty good. Maybe a little 180ing over here. I mean, I guess I'm never like bad anymore. Everything's like fine, except for the lies that my anxiety tells me. And then also having headaches all the time feels bad physically. But I think I did like this strengths finder test for work today. And it was like, are you a this kind of thing or that kind of thing? And you have to answer the questions like really fast. And all the things that were like, I spend all this time contemplating life, and I'm like, I do not. And it's like, I think about the future all the time, and I'm like, never once. I don't do any of this stuff. But every time I was answering a question, I was like, I think it's because I'm like pretty content. I don't spend a lot of time worrying about my personal future because I feel safe and fulfilled in a lot of ways. And like, I just took a little bit of time to sit with that and feel really grateful for it. And I don't always take that time. But I think, yeah, I've had the last 5 days off of work, and that also makes me feel grateful.
Hell yeah.
Because I like to chill out.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I've been known to chill myself.
Yeah, pretty good at chilling. But yeah, I think overall things are good. Lots to do, but I've started CPAPing again. This is something we talked about probably like...
It's a type of dance, I think, right?
Yeah, I'm a CPAP dancer. It's pretty obscure, but it's like very sophisticated, so... No. For sleep apnea, when you wear a dumb thing on your face and it shoots air into your idiot nose because you can't breathe. So dumb. I just hate every part of it.
They really missed an opportunity for CPAP.
I know.
What the hell?
It's like CPAP and it stands for something, that I can't remember right now. Someone, I bet my cousin Allison will text me later and tell me what it is. I'm not going to fap check it. But yeah, my brother calls it sleep apnea instead of sleep apnea.
That's the same joke, but different.
Yeah.
The other way.
Yeah, it's the same joke, but the other way. Yeah, they're too similar sounding. Anyway, I haven't had a sleep study in like 5 years, but it seems really unlikely that I would have gained like 30 pounds and then that somehow cured my sleep apnea. So I figure if anything, it's probably worse. And pretty much everything else I've tried to not have headaches anymore has gone poorly or only helped a tiny bit. So I just was like, you know what, bitch, you just gotta try again. So I'm trying again. And I'm on day 4 and I need hashtag thoughts and prayers because it's very difficult for me.
Yeah. Yeah, that sounds really hard. But I admire your tenacity in trying again.
Thank you. I typically, once I quit something, I'm done forever. So I'm honestly very surprised at myself. But here we go. We're trying.
Oh, yeah.
And I think I've been feeling pretty good the last couple of days. I think it's equally likely that I am feeling good because I had 5 days off of work. But it could be because of breathing. We'll find out.
I think that a large part of my happiness is getting to talk to you every week.
That's really nice. I feel like you're giving me too much credit, but that does make me feel very good.
I'm being very sincere. You are my best friend and I love you. And just talking to you makes me happy. And then things will happen during the week and I'll be like, oh, I can't wait to share this with Jill. Like it really has played a big part. So
that's so wonderful. I'm lucky to be along for the ride.
I also am envious of your feelings of content because I contemplate my future all the time. I also contemplate my past and my present and everything about always.
All
and
of it.
Everything. And as I get older, my anxiety has been growing. And I'm trying to find ways to be more content in the moment. So I think that's awesome. And you're an inspiration.
Thank you. I also, I relate to that. I think I've always probably focused more on the past and then like worrying about the present and like the global future. I am in constant dread about existential threats, of course. But as far as like this tiny bubble that I'm in, that's where I feel safe. But yeah, I hope that you can find some of that as well.
Thank you. I think I spend less time worrying about existentially like global type stuff. I think that's because I'm a little bit selfish and think about mostly myself. But I also think that if I did do more of that, I would be really sad.
Yeah, don't let it in.
I'm not gonna.
Yeah.
So, but sometimes I feel guilty, like I'm not doing my part as a human being to be more aware of these things that are happening. But I also am very fragile thinking about myself. Mm-hmm. So I just kind of I'm focusing on myself right now. Sorry, world. It's all about Jackie.
It's going to be like Jackie's 100th birthday. And she's going to be like, you know what, this year, I'm really going to focus on myself. It's like every New Year's resolution. It's about Jackie this year.
God, here she goes again. Oh my God.
No, but I think like, yeah, just why not focus on yourself?
Yeah.
Who else you got to focus on right now?
I feel like I have been very good in the past about focusing on myself. And then it came to a point where I'm like, okay, I'm focusing too much on myself and maybe I want to focus on someone else and invest into that. And now I want to focus on myself again, but it's so hard to just flip the switch on those things, you know?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. And it's also like when you're giving a lot to someone else, it's hard to remember to also pay attention to yourself because you do need both. You're always important. It doesn't matter who else is around.
Yeah. I got to remind myself. Yeah, thanks, Jill.
You can do it. You're welcome.
That's our show, everyone. Just kidding.
Now that we've solved all your problems, have a great day.
Have a good one. Do you want to hear about my week?
Of course, always.
So I did have one bad night where I came home. I had two other dogs over. So it was these two dogs and Uggs. And I came home to my apartment after a pinball tournament. I think this was Wednesday. And I stepped into the front door of my building and it smelled like someone had dropped trash like throughout the building. It was kind of just like a nasty smell throughout. And as I got closer to my apartment, I realized that it was coming from my apartment.
Oh no.
And so I opened the door and there was just this wall of odor that hit me. I think my like hair flew back a little bit. And then I opened another door to the living room area of my apartment, and there was a giant pool of brown vomit. And a few feet away from that was not a pool. It was a little bit thicker, but it was also a lot of diarrhea.
That's a sick dog.
And there was a sick dog in my apartment, and I would love to sort of charge the owner a little bit more money for having to take care of this, but it was Uggs. It was my dog. Oh, no.
Oh, awful.
Yeah, so I found this old bag of treats in my truck earlier that day, and I gave Uggs one or two, and I think, I went to this tournament, right? And I think they were too old, and I think she got sick. And I feel so bad because she was stuck in this apartment, and she was probably pacing, trying to figure out where to put this thing. And she just had to put it right there. And man, it was pungent. And I cleaned it all up. And thankfully, I'm someone that can clean it up without really being grossed out by it. It was
It would have been a situation for me.
Yeah, it was very smelly. I went through a half of a paper towel roll. I had my windows open for like 2 hours. And even the next day, you could still kind of smell it. Because she was home for like six. I was away for like 6 hours, which is a little bit longer than I like to be away. But definitely not something that we've had a problem with in the past. Like six hours is okay. But when you gotta fucking shit your pants off. And then shit your face mask off too on the front side.
Yeah. Like, yeah.
That's a long time.
That's too long.
So ugh,
poor Uggs and poor you.
I know. That was rough. But the rest of the week was fine. And then I had a really, really amazing weekend. I got a call. This is funny because like two Fridays in a row, I was like sitting at home and getting kind of sad because I had nothing to do. And someone randomly called me up to invite me to do something. So a friend of mine, June, calls me and says, would you like to go see The Lord of the Rings with a live orchestra? And I have never seen The Lord of the Rings.
I was going to say, that doesn't totally sound like your jam.
It doesn't. And I told June, I was like, I've never seen it. I don't know that I would appreciate it. If there's someone else, we have this mutual friend. I was like, maybe reach out to Leah. Leah would probably want to go. And so June called Leah. Leah said no. So I was like, all right, I'm in. I'll come meet you downtown. So I went downtown towards the Symphony Hall. So this is the Lord of the Rings movie at the Symphony Hall. They play the movie. And there's, instead of the music from the movie, it's a full live orchestra.
Live orchestra? Okay.
Which they just did James Bond recently. Ooh. And I really wanted to go see that, but I didn't have anyone to go with, so I didn't end up going. But I went downtown, I met up with June and another friend, June's friend, and we got a little something to eat, and then June's friend was like, would you like to do some mushrooms? And I said, absolutely. So I took some mushrooms, went to the Symphony Hall, and watched Lord of the Rings for the first time ever with a full live orchestra and a full live choir, and they're all like singing in Elvish, and there's these two other like main solo singers, this woman and this young guy, and they have beautiful voices, and I'm high on mushrooms, and this movie is actually really fucking good, which obviously. I'm not a hater. And that's funny because June's friend was like, why haven't you watched this? Like, why do you not like this movie? And I'm like, no. I don't dislike this movie. I just have never had the opportunity to see it. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not like you go to someone's house and they're like, you want to see a movie? Like, Lord of the Rings is not usually at the top of the list. It's a 3-hour movie, right?
That's true. Jake and I watched it like a month ago, I think, for probably the 30th time. So I guess we just don't invite you over often enough.
Well, also, no one would think that I would want to watch this movie.
Also true.
but I wouldn't say that I didn't want to see it. It's just I never really had 3 hours to spend watching something that I'm not that interested in. But it's not like I hated it. But oh my God, it was so good. It was so, so good. Like I was just like captured immediately in the first like few minutes. And I was like, this, maybe it was mushrooms, but it was very, very good. And I want to see the next one, but I don't know that I can without a live orchestra.
Oh yeah. Nothing will compare. But if you're invested in the characters and the story, if they hooked you, it might be worth it.
Yeah.
Did they play the extended edition or regular?
Well, I was telling June and friend that this is great, but I kind of want to watch the regular version because this one is very edited for time. And they were both like, no, it's not. And I was like, it seems like everything's on fast forward. And they were like, yeah, it's pretty fast paced. Like, there's a lot to fit in.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, oh, okay, that makes sense. Because sometimes, like, okay, so there's the part where they're like in the elf place with like the whole fellowship is there. But then these people just kind of show up and we don't know who they are. And they're just there and they're part of a council that gets to decide like what they're going to do with the ring.
Yeah.
Like, who the fuck are these people? That was so confusing to me.
That's fair.
Also, in an episode that we recorded maybe 2 years ago, have we been doing this for that long?
Yeah, I think we took a year off. So yeah, 3 years at least.
I said something about, we were talking about attractive men or like people that I thought you were attracted to. And I mentioned Orlando Bloom. And that was, and you made it known that that was stupid of me to do. And now, in hindsight, it was. But here's the thing. I was confused because when that movie came out, without having seen it, like society, pop culture was like all about Orlando Bloom. And like this hot elf that the nation was enraptured with. And so I thought, okay, that's everyone's dreamboat. That's like the picture perfect man at that time. But now watching this movie as an adult, fucking Viggo?
Obviously.
Oh my God. Oh my God. What a fucking hottie.
Yes.
Oh, so good. Aragorn?
I was just going to say Aragorn, and then I was like, Boromir, but that I think is Sean Bean. I have a hard time with the names, actually. Even having seen all the movies many times, I've never read the books, and so I still struggle a little bit with names.
Yeah. We watched it with the subtitles on, so I got to know everyone's names really well.
That helps.
But yeah, Sean Bean's character, not a fan. But I don't think anyone was.
No, it's fine.
Yeah, it's fine. He spoilers, but he dies. Sorry.
For he anyone who dies.
Hasn't seen it. I'm pretty sure I'm the last person on the face of the earth to see this movie.
It is funny to me that you've never, like, just never seen any part of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have played the pinball machine, so I'm familiar with some of the names.
Mr. Frodo.
No, because I remember Balrog. And they were like, how do you know that name? And June was like, how do you know that name? I was like, oh, it's one of like the wizard modes on the pinball machine. It's like all the things I know about Game of Thrones is from the pinball machine.
Yeah, makes sense.
Yeah. But yeah, that was so much fun. I had such a great time. Thank you. Yeah.
I will be excited to hear your opinions on the second and third movies whenever you get to them.
So they're doing the second movie, but not until 2025. And I don't know that I could wait that long.
I wouldn't.
Yeah. Yeah. So the next day, on Saturday, I got up early and I went and looked at an apartment. I'm very excited about that.
It's good.
It's a little small.
Yeah.
It would be quite the downsize mm-hmm. for me. But I was telling myself today that it would be, what was I saying? It would be a downgrade on size, but an upgrade on my mental health.
Is it significantly cheaper?
It's $300 cheaper.
And it's in a different neighborhood?
It's definitely a different neighborhood, which is the most ideal. Important thing.
Yes.
I actually wanted to tie this into my obsession, because my obsession has been looking for a new place to live.
And I
wanted to explain that. After my partner and I broke up, they moved two doors down from me. And it's been very difficult. Did we talk about this already? Mm-mm. It's been very difficult to live two doors down from my ex-partner. And I get anxiety just like walking to my truck, because it's street parking. So like I park my truck and come home and I have to worry about running into them, which I have done. And I'm not a fan of that. I don't want to run into them right now. I'm trying to heal and that's not helping. So
yeah.
I need to move. I mean, I don't need to move. They need to move. But I'm going to move.
Yeah.
And so I'm looking for a place. But the thing is, I have a pit bull. And I'm making quite a bit less money than I used to. And so it's very difficult for me to find a new place to live. And I've been looking for about 3 months. And haven't found anything yet. But I'm very hopeful that this place works out. Even though it's a little bit smaller, I think it would be good for me to...
Yeah.
Go somewhere else.
Yeah, kind of fresh start too.
Totally. Start the rebuilding process.
yes.
But it's on the ground floor, which means I could bring my pinball machines in. It would be a little tight, but that would be fine. And it's on a bunch of major bus lines. It's in a great location, actually. It would, all the places that I frequent, it would be very easy to get to from there. The parking situation would be a little difficult because it's street parking and it's kind of a busy area. But other than the parking and the space, like I want to move there.
Yeah.
It's right next door to a Starbucks. So
nice.
Lavender matcha fucking lattes all day. All my summer is fucked. And then it's just across the street from a 24-hour gas station. So
oh, that's really handy.
Yeah, so I can get my 2 a.m. smokes.
Oh, I was thinking like Cheetos or what else do I want in the middle of the night? Sometimes. Hell
yeah. Yeah.
That was snacks.
Skittles candy for me. I don't get Skittles. I need to get Skittles at 2 in the morning.
Yeah. Everybody needs them.
Yeah.
Well, I hope you get it. Have you like done the application?
Yeah. So I filled out an application
I really like this thing where I say a word stupid and then you repeat it.
I have to do it without breaking.
It's hard. I'm impressed.
I filled out the application on Saturday after I looked at it and, of course, didn't hear back all weekend because there are offices. But I got an email this morning, which is great, and they're like, your application looks great. We just need a little bit more information, and they wanted me to get in touch with my current landlord, which I did, and had them sort of email each other some stuff, some verifications and some authorizations and all that. So I'm just like kind of sitting by my phone waiting, hopefully find out in the next day or two.
Fingers crossed.
Yeah. I definitely will need to just sell a bunch of shit, which, you know, I've done in the past. I've had to do that before. I've done this. I lived in a fucking prison cell, a 10 by 10 prison cell.
Yeah. And
this is a little bit bigger. So.
Yeah, I think anything after having lived, how long did you live there?
I think like a year? 6 or 8 months.
Eight months, yeah. That it felt like an eternity, I think. Maybe it did for me, and I didn't even have to live in it. I just visited one time.
Yeah, I had bad roommates as a thing.
Yeah.
But this place it's not a roommate situation.
That'd be ideal. Because otherwise you're probably looking at renting a room.
Yeah.
And that comes with a lot of variables.
Exactly. The hardest variables.
Am I right?
Yeah. Comes with a lot of scariables. and having Uggs who is not always the best first impression, it's very hard to go look at a place that's a room with a bunch of roommates, especially if there's men, because she doesn't like men.
Who can blame her?
Yeah, she takes after her mom. But yeah, so this place I really hope works out. I feel like once a month, because I look every day. I look every single day at apartments, like online. But once a month, I'll see a gem and I'll look or apply or email. And so far, nothing has worked out. So fingers crossed, thoughts and prayers for me.
Definitely.
That this place comes through because I need it.
Yeah, actually, if people are going to do thoughts and prayers, I think if you're only allowed to pick one person, you can send them to Jackie. This feels more important than whatever my thing was. I already forgot.
Thank you. Just this time. But this just this time. And then you can get the next one.
Okay. We'll take turns.
Cool. Thanks, everyone. I hope they hadn't cast their votes already, because y'all didn't know that this was there was another option. Yeah.
You always wait until the end of the episode before you decide who you're voting for with your thoughts and prayers.
Yeah, everyone knows that. Come on.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that happened Saturday. I went to a birthday thing. Went and had burritos with Maureen. Sunday, I went to drag brunch.
Ooh.
Never been to.
Sounds fun.
Yeah. A friend of mine does the sound. And that's it.
Sounds like a good week.
Now I'm here.
Welcome to here.
Thank you. Yeah. It was a good time. Lots of stuff happened. Good stuff. Fun stuff.
Yeah, mostly. Except for the dog blarf.
The dog blarf, yeah. Plarf.
Plarf, because there's also poop.
Yeah.
Poop and blarf is plarf. Okay, we're going to...
Poop and barf is blarf?
No. Barf is just... I just call it blarf because barf grosses me out too much, and I think blarf sounds funny. So it takes, like, the edge off the grossness.
I see.
And poop doesn't gross me out that much. Like, I wouldn't want to touch it, but, like, it's poop. It's not that big of a deal. And poop and blarf is plarf. There you go.
Blarf is a onomatopoeia. It sounds more like it's barfing, like, than barf.
It does, but don't do it. Don't do it like a noise, because I'll leave.
I feel like there's a GH in the word blarf. Do you know what I mean?
BLARGH.
That's the one.
Okay, got it.
And we found our show title. Thank you.
You're welcome.
You want to go to the
What do we do next? Oh, yeah. Let's go.
Let's go.
Oh, how my heart yearns for the battlefield. The blood, the stench, the black and blue. Oh, how my heart yearns for the battlefield. That field that brought my heart to you. Oh,
oh. Welcome back.
Welcome Jill. Back. We're still... Oh, welcome back, Jackie.
No. That was... Welcome back, Jill.
Oh, yeah.
I got a game.
Oh, no, you don't. You didn't even tell me you were going to have a game. I literally just said I don't have anything but shows to talk about, and you said me too. You lied to me.
When did that happen?
You are going to edit it. You lied to our listeners too. Okay, I'm ready.
It's just, what's the game? I just went and looked up some slogans, and I wanted you to guess them.
Oh, fun. Okay, I like games.
Okay. These are mostly easy, so don't fuck it up.
No pressure, but if you get this wrong, everyone will know you're stupid. Great.
Okay. We'll do. Okay. Just do it.
Nike.
Yeah, very good.
I thought for one moment you were telling me how to play the game. And then I remembered what the game was. Okay.
Okay. Finger licking good. Ooh.
KFC?
Yes.
Okay.
Nice job. Let's see. Snap, crackle, pop.
That's them's is Ross Krispies.
Them Zim's the Ross Krispies. How about we have the meats?
We have the meats?
Yeah.
Arby's?
Ooh. Yeah, dang it. I thought is we it? Stumped you. It's Arby's, yeah.
That was fucking goofy. But I did think, like, who's got the most meats? Go Arby's. The meat piles.
Oh, that's good. Okay, these are starting to get harder.
Okay.
The Breakfast of Champions.
Wheaties.
That is Wheaties. How about, can you hear me now?
That, was it one thing and then a different thing, or was it just the guy that switched?
Ooh,
so Verizon.
Stumper. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Actually, you're correct on both accounts. How about, at the corner of happy and healthy.
I know that I have heard that before. Can you give me a hint, like a category? Yes.
Yeah. So this slogan applies to this drugstore here where I live, because they're often on corners. But I feel like in Bremerton, they're usually standalone drugstores.
Is it Walgreens?
It is Walgreens.
Okay.
Very nice.
They are standalone, typically. Yeah, in Kitsap. And also, they are neither happy nor healthy in my experience. It's generally very unpleasant, short staffed. The guy who gave me my COVID booster was like, he did not seem clean. You know what I mean?
Oh, no.
I'm like, I don't go to Walgreens that much anymore.
Yeah, I love a Walgreens. They're great here. They look dingy and dirty, but the people are nice.
That's true. And they do have everything you need. I think maybe it's like the specific West Bremerton Walgreens. I'm going to call you out, Kitsap way. It's weird there sometimes.
That's the one I picture of, the Bremerton Walgreens. That's what I picture. There's a Walgreens here that's a Filipino Walgreens. Everyone is Filipino. Oh.
Neat.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, I like that.
Okay, last one, very hard.
Okay.
When it absolutely, positively has to be there overnight.
FedEx.
Yes, 100%.
I did get a hint on Walgreens. I wasn't even like in drugstore brain. And at first I was, when you said drugstore, I was like thinking CVS. But we don't really have those. So then when you said Kitsap, I was like, oh.
Yeah.
We do have CVSs, just like not a lot of them.
You did great.
Thank you. That was a very fun game.
Oh, yeah.
Also, kind of weird that I know so many when I have been paying so much money to not watch or hear or see commercials for like a decade.
Yeah, I mean, we are both very smart people, though. We notice things.
Okay, so that must be what it is. I'm just a noticer.
Yes. What you been watching? Tell me what's been inside your eyeballs.
Well, we have been rewatching Community, which is fun. I think I mentioned that on the last episode, but we just started watching.
I know what it new... is. I know what it is, and I started.
Should we say it at the same time? Should we say like 3, 2, 1 and say the show? Yeah. 3, 2, 1
Fallout. Yes.
I don't think we synced up quite right.
I don't think so either. We'll edit and post.
You won't.
I won't. You're right.
Yeah, Fallout. I think we are 6 episodes in.
I'm 3, but okay, ooh, nice. So good.
It is. It's like I mean, I've never played Fallout, and I've only watched Jake play a little bit of Fallout 4. But the vibe is very clear in the game. Like, their aesthetic, the music, like, they're doing something specific, and it makes you feel a certain way. And I feel like they've really translated that into the show super well.
I couldn't agree more. It's perfectly done. It's a perfect homage to the game. I remember when I saw the previews and the main ghoul, I forget his name, but I thought in the previews that it was Josh Duhamel, but it's not. It's Walton Goggins, who's one of my favorite actors. And I was very surprised. I thought when in the opening, it shows Walton Goggins early before the whole nuclear fallout thing. And I was like, oh, this is just like a cameo. He's just like in the beginning episode. But he turns out to be that person that I thought was Josh Duhamel, which...
It's funny. Why did you think it was Josh Duhamel?
I mean, in his promo pics, it looks like Josh Duhamel, maybe.
If Josh Duhamel didn't have a nose.
Correct.
Yeah. I guess I can kind of see that.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to... I'll look at him a little
more
closely.
About the prosthetics makes his face features look a little like Josh Duhamel.
Okay.
To me. But maybe I'm...
That's funny.
But what a good show. It's super gory. I love it.
It is very gory. It's pretty fun. It's like a little bit campy, which, I mean, it's still stressful and there's like a lot of tension. And it kind of has me on edge pretty often. But when I think of video game shows, what else do we have to compare it to right now is like Last of Us, right?
Yeah.
And that show... outside, unrelated to it being based on a video game, was just like very intense, very dark, very powerful. And this show is easier to watch.
Yeah, you know did what I you mean? Watch all of The Last of Us?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm impressed with you. That was scary.
It's very scary. And like, yeah, I was dreaming about it. You know, I don't dream about Fallout. I do dream about that poker game that I've been playing a lot, though, so there's something wacky going on in my brain.
Guess who else plays this game?
Ooh.
that told me, I listened to your podcast, and I've been playing Balatro.
Who is it?
It's Nardo.
Oh, Nardo. He gets it.
Yeah, he gets it. And I actually looked it up on Steam, and I watched some streamers stream it, and it looks really fun. Just not something I'm ready to learn yet, but... Maybe.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
That's fair. Cool. Shout out to Nardo.
What's up, Nardo? Nardo's been hanging out in my streams, and I hella appreciate you, Nardo.
Yeah. Have you been streaming more often?
No.
But when you do, he's there.
Yeah.
That's really nice.
Thanks, Nardo.
Thanks, Nardo.
I watched something else that I wanted to tell you about. Because you probably stopped watching SNL a long time ago, but the most recent episode with Ryan Gosling was one of the best episodes ever.
My mom was talking about that episode and was going to try to make me watch part of it yesterday, and then I forgot.
Oh, it was so... He does such a good job.
Okay, great.
The cool thing about SNL now is that you don't have to watch it live. They put almost the entire episode on YouTube in sketch.
Nice. Okay.
And so, like, you could just look at the sketches that you liked. But Ryan Gosling was having a great time and broke...
That's very cute.
I think that he broke every single sketch he broke and would like giggle that. And laugh. And I love that. I love it.
Yeah.
But there's one sketch in particular. Actually, I'm going to tell you, there was another sketch. I don't remember what it was, but he says something to someone else. There's this line that said, if you like the taste of lavender, why not just drink a bottle of perfume? And I thought that was very... we were just talking about that a few episodes ago.
Yes, we were. But also, isn't that in Fallout?
Oh, that's in Fallout. Yeah, sorry. My notes are mixed up.
I was like, I just heard someone say that like 2 days ago.
Yeah, that was Fallout. Never mind.
Okay, great.
I got confused. Okay, so SNL, Ryan Gosling, the sketch that you have to watch is the Beavis and Butthead sketch, because Heidi Gardner breaks so hard. People are talking about it, and it's maybe the second best character break in SNL history, aside from Debbie Downer.
Okay, I was going to ask what you think the first one was, but yeah, agreed.
Yeah. So listeners, watch the Beavis and Butthead sketch that Ryan Gosling is in. He has prosthetics, as well as Mikey Day, to look like Beavis and Butthead, but like are normal people, and it's very, very, very funny.
Do you think that most people in America right now know what Beavis and Butthead is?
Yes.
Okay. I'm just thinking like Gen Z, Gen Alpha.
Yeah. I think that most do, but I think that in a few years... They won't anymore.
Yeah, it's weird.
I think that there are... In fact, I think most of SNL's viewership right now probably don't know who Beavis and Butthead is. So it's kind of a funny choice. But
it works.
It works. I mean, but even if you don't know Beavis and Butthead, it would be... just watching Heidi Gardner, like, break so badly, so good.
Okay, I'm going to watch it.
Okay. Do you have any songs that you've been listening to?
I don't listen to music.
Okay, well, I really love this song. Take a listen. I'm gonna pick something.
And it's singing a song, and we're listening to it, and it's very good, and I love it.
What'd you think of that? Pretty good, huh?
I thought it was so good.
Yeah,
keep serving up the bangers for us.
Yeah, it's been making the rounds on Spotify. It's not as popular right now, but it will be soon.
It's gonna blow up. I feel like you always know.
Yeah, it's true. Well, that's it for me.
I think that's all I got too, honestly. I can smell curry coming in from the other room, and I want to go to there.
Oh, so do I. Oh my God.
It's like Japanese style curry, which I actually don't think I've ever had. So it's like potatoes, and we're doing, imitation meat, but it's like chicken and... what else is it? Beans? Green beans?
Oh, gosh. Carrots? Well, you know what? Fuck y'all. Because I want some of that. And I'm not having any, so fuck you.
I'm sorry, but I just said all those vegetable words. Now my mouth is watering. I think I'm hungry.
So thirsty.
Oh, God. Oh, hold on. Me too.
Clink, clink, everyone. Clink. Putting cups down.
It's so loud. I did it so many times and I felt bad every time. It's fine. We don't edit it anymore. If I was editing it, I would have cut that out, but it would have taken me at least 2 weeks to do it. So it's fine. Who has the time?
All right, y'all. I'll see you later. I love you, Jill. And I'll catch y'all.
On the far side.
On the far side.
I love you, Jackie. Have a great week.
You too.
And life. Okay, bye.
Have a good life. Bye.
I don't really have very much for after. Just a little bit about TV shows.
Great, me too.